You're tuned to The Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scher.
And I'm Marcy Silman. We all know the drill when it comes to asking for a raise. In the NFL, that process is called free agency. It's a bidding war where players and teams shop around for the best deals. And for anybody who's ever asked for a raise, you know negotiations can get tense. But why does the NFL use free agency and not just regular salary negotiations? Art Thiel is here to help us answer that question. Art's co-founder of Sports Press Northwest. Hi, Art. Nice to speak with you again.
Hi, Marcy.
Before we get to why there's free agency, I want to make sure I understand it. What is it exactly? How does it work?
Well, it's an agreement between the National Football League and its players' union. And so this is a collectively bargained structure that allows players who reach the end of their contracts to seek employment elsewhere, and it also allows NFL teams to move from players that are either too old or less productive to try to get better players. So it's been around in some form for a long, long time. I think people are paying a lot more attention about it to it in Seattle because they're all in love with Seahawks players all of a sudden, and the casual fan may be looking at this and saying, why is this the system? But it's been this way forever.
There is also in the NFL a set upper limit of money that each team can spend, right?
Right, yeah. The salary cap has been a part of the league for a number of years now, probably close to 20, where every team is fixed. This year it happens to be $133 million for all player compensation in the calendar year of 2014. That's up $10 million from the year before. And so a lot of teams are being more active because there's a little bit more money to spend. And that money comes from not only the gate revenues, but all the enormous TV contracts that the NFL has. And so it's a big pot. There's a lot of players, and a lot of them are going to get wealthy here, but a lot of them are going to be out of the league.
So this is it's sort of like March Madness for football players. Is free agency the only way a professional football player can get a pay hike?
No, they can negotiate their own individual contracts, and that happens through the course of a season where a team, for example, I think the Seahawks are going to be attempting to extend the contract of Earl Thomas once the free agency period abates. And I think that's another way where a player's agent will go in with the club and say, okay, we want X number of years for X number of dollars. The club responds. And so there is a standard kind of negotiation that does take place, but that's with a player under contract, not a free agent.
Why did the NFL and the players' union decide originally that this was the right way to do things?
Well, it comes from, you know, pretty much 100 years of labor tradition in which a union wants to collectively bargain for its rights for player movement and contract renewal with a monopoly entity like the NFL. The NFL is the only distributor of professional football at this level in North America, and the union is the only agency that can represent players collectively. So it's just like, you know, a teacher's union or a police union or a pilot's union in that regard. It's the same thing.
I'm talking with Sports Press Northwest co-founder and writer Art Thiel. Art, Seahawks wide receiver Doug Baldwin was on Q13 television this week making the case for free agency, and he said that fan attitudes can be disheartening.
It's ironic that some fans can cheer their hearts out for players during the season and then quickly turn on them during free agency, calling them greedy and selfish.
Now, he was trying to make the case for why players need money. The average NFL salary is $1.9 million a year. So why do players need raises if that's what they're making?
Because their careers are often a year long, 2 years long. The average is around three. They will never make this kind of money in any endeavor again. I shouldn't say never, but it's highly unlikely that any of these players are going to be at this salary level, so you know, for the rest of their lives. And so they understand that, the teams understand that, and there's plenty of money to pay them. So these players are after a salary that they'll get for 2 or 3 or 4 years. Some of them get lucky, and like Peyton Manning can play 15 years, but the vast majority of these players will play 3 years or less and will probably have to live off the money they make for most of the rest of their lives. It's just not likely that they're going to be making this money. So I understand why Doug says that. However, I would challenge Doug Baldwin in suggesting that most fans understand the nature of this and the minority that he is hearing from, he should just tune out.
Well, real briefly, I know that everybody's very attached to the current Seahawks lineup. Are we going to see a big shakeup?
Well, it's hard to know, but half a dozen players are already gone from last year's team, and I expect a few more will go. But I think that fans have learned to trust the judgment of Pete Carroll and John Schneider, the general manager, about filling their spots. Yes, fans are attached to the players, but this is a part of every NFL season. People are just paying more attention to it now than before the Seahawks were Super Bowl champions.
Well, that's always a nice thing to say. Art Thiel, co-founder of Sports Press Northwest, always great to have you on the record.
All right, Marcy, enjoyed it.
It's KUOW.